Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's your B-Morning Coffee Club, Brendan. What are you up to?
I'm on the way to work.
What do you do?
I'm supposed to be there in 8 minutes.
Uh-oh.
I'm in sales. I'm in sales, actually. And also, I'm a trainer.
Cool, cool. Tell your boss, hold up, wait a minute. You're a little busy with the B-Morning Coffee Club.
Oh, that should go well.
Yeah. You are caller number 19 for those Luke Bryan tickets. Win them before you could buy them. So we were just playing audio of this couple. You know, out west, the bad fires, they went back to their house, all ashes, everything demolished. And he doesn't tell her what he's looking for. He's like, yeah, I really got to find this. And what do they discover in the ashes that turns romantic?
They discovered a ring that would get them married for the rest of their life, hopefully. An engagement ring.
Yeah! He proposed on the spot.
Yeah, he did.
Brendan, congratulations. You got tickets to see Luke Bryan, August 30th, Darien Lake.
Nice.
Tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. at livenation.com. But you, Brendan, just won them before anybody can even buy them. So congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Who are you going to take with you?
I'm going to take my wife. She's a recent country fan, so I converted her.
All right.
Congratulations.
Well, yes.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to get her some cowboy boots and a flannel. She'll be all set. She'll fit right in.
Great.
What a great concert to take her to as well.
Yeah.
Because Luke Bryan. Oh,
I know. I love it.
That'll cross you right over.
Yep.
Enjoy. And tell everybody who you love waking up and winning with every single morning.
Thank you. 92.5 WBEE. You guys have great personalities. It's just a fun ride to work. Makes you smile. And plus, you win tickets sometimes. So it's a win.
With your B-Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE, and he is coming clean about cleaning.
I'm a neat freak, and I have OCD, and I have OCD about being neat. Like, my bus is probably the cleanest tour bus on the road, and not necessarily my bus, but, like, it drives me crazy at home, whether it's my wife or my kids, when they just, like, literally come out of their shoes in the living room and they stay right there in the living room. Or, you know, the girls get a popsicle and they leave the wrapper on the bar that's right beside the trash can instead of putting it in the trash. That drives me nuts. It makes me crazy. So that and dirty dishes, I can't take it.
Justin Moore, you are not alone.
No, not at all. Man, I live with a couple of those. It's so funny because my husband is very much like that. However, my oldest, she was home visiting, and every time she's home, my house is like, gets spotless. She has become someone who's like, I can't go to bed with a dish in the sink. I want to make sure every single pillow on the couch. So she has become quite like the clean freak. Like, she can't go on with her day until these things are done. And I don't know if maybe it was the military, because my mother was like that. When I was growing up, like I had to run the vacuum every day. Nothing. She wanted to see the lines on the carpet. You know what I mean? And she served in the military. Morgan was in the military. I don't know if maybe that had some. It skipped a generation with me. I don't know.
Wait. She was just in town because finishing up the dress, the wedding
dress.
And testing the wedding meal with the caterers. And she cleaned for you?
Always.
What?
Every time she comes and sees me. And then she sits and lectures her younger siblings about how they're not helping me. So I can't believe you just let mom I can't believe you just walk past these dishes and don't load this dishwasher for mom. I can't believe you don't do this for mom. I'm like, who are you?
What's funny is I thought you missed your daughter. You wanted to see her, hug her, have her around. Yeah. No, you just wanted to clean for you.
Well,
that's why you invited her.
I'll tell you. It's nice. It's a nice payback for all the years I went. Are you just going to leave this? Morgan Pearl, are you just going to leave this here for me to clean up? What am I, the maid?
So she's changed.
Yeah.
She's doing it more now. Hope, are you a big clean freak?
No, I will say when I had a roommate, I was much more diligent about making sure there were no dishes in the sink before I went to bed, like trying to be a good roommate. Now it's just me. I'm like, I'll get to it later.
Tomorrow's another day.
Yeah. I think Monday through Friday, it's a lived-in look.
Yeah.
How about you? What bothers you the most that the kids or your partner's leaving around doesn't clean? What really just pushes your button like Justin Moore we just heard there? 585-252-WBE. A clean freak, does it bother you? The kids, friends when they come over, partners, neighbors, and they're just leaving crumbs and trash everywhere. And
is this like, a trick question?
I mean, Justin Moore was saying how he's got the OCD about it. He's really upset about it. Steve cleans up all the time. Even when we're in public, your husband's picking up things, cleaning things.
I know, and I apologize for that. That's part of his charm.
Yeah.
I don't know. Personality. He does do that.
But with kids, maybe you do you have an allowance to do chores?
No.
No?
No. Mama J never gave us an allowance. It was expected. This is your home, too. And I guess I've just... you know, take pride in where you live. This is our home. We all have to share it and just get it done. Help me out. That's what it is. And I never have given them money for it. Don't get me wrong. My kids don't go without. Like if they want stuff, they get it, you know? So no, you live here too. You're going to do things.
And I agree with you 100%. I remember my son, hey, help me with the garbage. You know, he's on the video guy. I'm like, come on, help me take it out. I'm like, that's it. I'm going to cut the allowance. Dad, I don't have an allowance.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, maybe we should work on that.
My son tried that for a while.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a son thing. My son was like, how much will you pay me?
Yeah.
He did empty the dishwasher. How much will you pay me? I'm like, how about I let you continue living here with lights and food and a room? What do you mean? What am I going to pay you? Just do it. Yeah.
Did you ever get an allowance growing up?
No, not for day-to-day things. If it was like a special project, like helping paint, like something like that, that my mom would hire someone to do, she would help. She would pay us if we were doing something that she would end up hiring someone else to do it.
You know, the allowance, does it make a difference or should they just be respectful? They're, you know, they got a roof over their head.
I don't know. I've always, even from a young age, I felt bad taking money from my mom. Does that sound weird?
No.
Especially like... when I was early teens and like there was no way I just wouldn't have wanted to take money from her.
One thing I've noticed as I've you know gotten mature or just grown older
okay
is the dishes. I don't like when they pile up. So you know what I do now after I cook a meal, because I do all the cooking, I cook
clean right up.
And it keeps it low and done. Bam. When that thing piles up, oh, man.
But see, that's the luxury because it's just the two of you.
It is
now. So you're able to do that.
Yeah.
I'll load the dishwasher. I'll leave the room for 2 seconds, come back, and there's four plates already in there. I'm like, I don't even know who put those in there. Like, you don't even know where it's coming from. So it's hard to keep up on it when there's a crud load of other people living in the house.
I don't know. I have an issue even living by myself. I'll, like... put everything in the dishwasher. I'm like, perfect. And then I walk into another room and I'm like, oh, forgot I had a cup of coffee this afternoon. It's like coffee mugs, glasses everywhere. And I do a scan before I start it. And then one sneaks out like a little fairy left it out for me.
Let's talk about dishwashers. And do you clean and scrub before you put it in there? That is next, WBE. All right, Tommy from Hilton jumped on. He said the dishwasher thing. You guys are talking about chores. I always rinse my plates before putting it in a dishwasher. I don't really use a dishwasher. I just clean up as quick as I can. And I try to do it right after the meal, whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner, because I don't like it stacking up in the sink. How about you? Dishwasher, do you rinse it before using?
No, I throw everything in dirty. I got a new dishwasher when I moved into my new place. And anytime I go to my mom's and I help her with her dishes, she gets so annoyed. She's like, Hope, I don't have your dishwasher. You can't just be putting stuff in there that's dirty still. You gotta rinse it off, because otherwise I'm gonna be cleaning it off when I open it to put them away.
Huh. I'm convinced. I got an old dishwasher. I only have problems with it if I don't buy Cascade Platinum Plus. I can't buy the knockoff version of it. I can't buy just Cascade. I can't buy anything else. It has to be the Platinum Plus, like the ultimate one. And you know, I'll find a hack for anything. And I normally like to buy like the store generic version of things. So I've course tried to find all of those. Nothing else works. So you can use, as long as you're using the good stuff, I think it's fine. And an old dishwasher.
Is there a dishwashing hack? So you don't have to rinse before you put in there, or you don't have to buy the expensive brand. Help us out. 585-252-WBEE. She's been going that. We're here. We got your back. It's B-Morning Coffee Club, including the operation of washing your dishes, whether you do it by hand or the dishwasher. We're getting tips on our text line.
Oh my gosh, so many people worried about big chunks of food going through the drain. I don't think anyone's putting like their leftover chicken breast in the dishwasher.
No. Like, it's a quick rinse, but like, you're not washing them down. You know what I mean?
Yeah. My dishwasher is on the newer end, and some of the newer ones have garbage disposals in them.
Wow. That,
like, connects. So, but you're still.
So, literally, you can just be it. There okay. you go.
Fancy pants over there with that dishwasher.
Mine eats the food. Does it yours?
It gets hungry.
Yeah. Betty also says, make sure you arrange them where there's gaps so the water could flow around and rinse everything off. Mm-hmm. She says it's all about how you put it in there, arranging them. Keep that in mind. We're here to help. 92.5 WBEE, Rochester's new country. It's your B-Morning Coffee Club, and we are looking for Samantha.
This is Samantha.
Hey, this is 92.5 WBEE's B-Morning Coffee Club. TJ Bowen, producer Hope, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We are doing fabulous, but you're actually doing better than us, because we understand that you love listening to us every day when you get up at work, and you love doing it on the free Odyssey app, correct?
That is correct. I'm at work right now listening to you guys.
Okay. And great news. We have that 5K a day contest going on right now, where if you listen for an hour each day on the free Odyssey app to us, you're automatically qualified for the grand prize. And you just won $5,000!
That is so awesome!
$5,000! How are you going to spend it?
I don't know. I got to pay some bills and do some repairs around my home, but I'm just going to buy myself and my daughter some things.
Yeah, that's the always the, like, the angel on your shoulder and the devil on your shoulder, right? Like, you know, you got all this stuff you need to pay for, but I mean, girl math, it's kind of free money coming your way. Buy some stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, nothing that I planned on, so I'm sure she'll have some ideas to help me.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah. How old's your daughter?
11. She just turned 11 yesterday.
Okay. Does she have a favorite country artist? Maybe buy some concert tickets and some nice new outfits to go see?
Actually, we want to go see Luke Bryan. We saw him for the first time last year, and so we want to make it a yearly thing. So I was just checking out things because he just announced his new date. So I guess we're going to be buying some Luke Bryan tickets.
Okay. Tickets go on sale, LiveNation.com, this Friday. He's coming, Darien Lake, August 30th. I love, what a tradition. Mom and daughter are going to see Luke Bryan every year. That is a cool tradition to have. And we're helping you with $5,000.
Woohoo! I'm so excited.
So you're listening at work. Do you have to, like, get your boss a little gift on the side for letting you listen at work?
No, because he listens too. He stands right next to me.
Okay. He's trying to win too. All right. That is awesome. Congratulations. Enjoy. And tell everybody who you love waking up and winning with every single morning.
92.5 WBEE on Odyssey.